On August 4th, recently retired White House journalist Helen Thomas turned 90 years old. In honor of her, the Arab American National Museum has launched an online campaign at Kickstarter.com to raise the remaining money needed to complete a sculpture of her. The Arab American National Museum, located in Dearborn, Michigan, serves to document, preserve, and educate the public on the history and culture of Arab Americans, and is now working to complete a sculpture of Helen Thomas as a tribute to her distinguished career in journalism and her pursuit of truth and justice. To tell us more about the Helen Thomas Sculpture Project, joining us from on the phone is Devin Ackman, Deputy Director of the Arab American National Museum. Devin Ackman, thank you for being with us today on Radio Tahrir.
Thanks for having me.
When did the idea to have a sculpture of Helen Thomas first come about?
Sure. Well, believe it or not, the project actually began about a year and a half ago. We were contacted by a community member who lives in Washington, D.C., who had the idea of working with a friend of Helen's, who is also a photographer and former White House press corps member, Susan McElhenney, to do a sculpture in honor of Helen for the museum. So it's about a year and a half old project that we're trying to wrap up now. So it's been a long, ongoing project, actually.
Okay. Well, you know, Helen Thomas seems to be a kind of larger-than-life character. You know, she's very well known for her journalism and just the history that she has been a part of in this country. And many people didn't realize, or maybe still don't realize, that she is Arab-American. She is of Lebanese descent. And can you tell us a little bit about Helen Thomas's relationship with the Arab-American National Museum?
Well, sure. In terms of the museum, Helen's actually been an honorary advisory board member since the museum has opened. In addition to that, at the museum, in addition to our rotating exhibition galleries, we have three main galleries that really make up the heart of the museum. One is called Coming to America, which obviously addresses immigration. The second is Living in America, and the last is Making an Impact. And those are some of the obviously nationally known figures, many of whom people don't really actually realize that they are Arab American, but Helen Thomas is honored in there. We have many of her personal artifacts, including a early teletype typewriter that she used to lug around on the beat, and various other press credentials. So we've had a display for Helen at the museum now for over 5 years when the museum opened, and we're certainly looking to supplement what we have there with the sculpture.
Okay. Now, has there been a lot of community support for this sculpture project, or have there been some people that, you know, considering her comments earlier this summer, they feel like she should not be honored in this way?
No, actually, you know, externally there was some confusion at first, and some people wanted to know what the purpose of this project was and, you know, when it began. From within our community, nationally, believe it or not, the Arab American community has been incredibly supportive of this project. We've gotten phone calls, emails, and obviously donations. We've had 54 donors online since launching this project, and several others who have sent checks in who are uncomfortable using an electronic platform. Mm-hmm. But many people, you know, they feel that, you know, Helen is obviously has a strong legacy, a strong history, and, you know, if we don't honor her as a community, you know, who will? So we're certainly putting forth an effort to preserve her legacy, and that's a key charge of the Arab American National Museum.
Okay. Now, once finished, where is this sculpture, where will this sculpture be displayed? Is it known yet? Is it going to be part of the museum?
Yeah, sure. So the first place that we're hoping that it will be unveiled will be in Washington, D.C. on October 4th. We'll be hosting our annual Arab American Book Awards ceremony on the 4th, and in addition to honoring several Arab American authors, we'll be presenting Helen with a Lifetime Achievement Award. And hopefully at that time, if all goes well at the foundry, we should have the sculpture ready. In addition to that, the sculptor, Susan McElhenney, has requested that we keep it in Washington for a month so that the community down there has an opportunity to see it. Mm-hmm. We're still working on the details of where that might be. But after that, of course, the sculpture will come back to Dearborn at the Arab American National Museum.
And where it will have its permanent home?
Yep, that'll be the permanent home. We're still kind of figuring out where exactly in the galleries we're going to put it, but yes, the museum will be the permanent home for the sculpture.
Okay. And how can listeners hear more about this project? I know you have a goal, people can pledge online.
Yeah, well, the thing with Kickstarter is there's certainly a level of urgency here. That it was a 45-day campaign. We're now down to 17 days, and we've got about $4,700 to raise. So it's an all-or-nothing fundraising platform, so we need support. And there's two places people can learn more about the project. You can go to ArabAmericanMuseum.org, which is the museum website, and you'll see a widget there. Or if you want, one could go to Kickstarter.com and simply type in Helen Thomas in the search and find the project.
Okay, and that website again is ArabAmericanMuseum.org.
You bet.
Or Kickstarter.org.
I'm sorry, Kickstarter.com.
I'm sorry, Kickstarter.com, and they can do search for Helen Thomas.
You bet.
Okay, Devin Ackman, Deputy Director at the Arab American National Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. Thanks so much for being with us today on Radio Tahrir.
Thanks for having me.
أنتم تستمعون إلى راديو تحرير صوت العرب والمسلمين 99.5 WBAI نيويورك.